Back in 1977, Planet Earth sent a message to the universe that included this music and some other music on the Voyager spacecraft. No one asked the Earth to do this, but it was a nice idea. And perhaps it was part of the motivation for our partner over at the BBC to launch a video competition called My World. Basically, a video message from Planet You to the whole world. What story would you tell in a two-minute video to the whole world? Each video entry is 2 minutes. Take on a topic, a person, a sentiment. Entries have come in from all over the world to the BBC, capturing stories through the eyes of independent and sometimes amateur filmmakers. The contest was designed as an innovative way to show the world stories through the eyes of those who live it. And, of course, in the Internet age, with rich media and high bandwidth, we can all see these stories and share them as well. Joining us now, Simon Pitts, who is in charge of the My World project at the BBC, joining us from Bush House in London. Good morning, Simon.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
What a great idea.
Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah, well, it's very popular.
And you're sort of awash in all kinds of amateur video now, right?
Well, I mean, we're getting a real spread of stuff, you know, from Montevideo, from Uruguay, from Nepal, from Burma. I mean, there's a really incredible reach, and of course, from the U.S.
And of course, it's these moments like this that I get so jealous of you guys over at the Beeb, because you just flick a switch and it comes in on all spigots from all over the world, including from Ron Guerin, who's an actor from Los Angeles. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
You submitted a two-minute video, right?
I did, sir.
And we're going to play a clip from it in a moment, along with Matomi Senyolo, who's a 29-year-old from Johannesburg in Alexandra Township. Matomi, good morning.
Morning. Afternoon, because it's afternoon this side.
Thanks for correcting me. And you sent a two-minute video about your hometown, right?
Yes, I did.
Well, let's play a clip, first of all, from Matome's... it's called Dark City. Listen carefully here.
Through the passage of life, this curse has earned itself many names. Some people call it Khamampian, while others call it Dark Seed.
The whole of the township did not have electricity. There were no lights on the streets, including in the houses. That's why the name Dark City.
Matomi Senyolo, how do you sum up a community as complex and with as much history as Alexandra Township in a two-minute video?
Oh, it's quite difficult, but I think I had to focus on the important element of the township, you know, like some of the famous aspects about it, you know, like the affection names that people call it and some of the historic moments that have taken place in Alex, basically.
Ron Guerin, what motivated you to send a film to the BBC?
I was tuning into a BBC World News broadcast and heard the advertisement for the competition and thought of my friend Charlie immediately as a subject for a short film.
And let's listen to him.
In my day, when I would be out here, I would be looking for something to rob. If I see something, a fat cash register, I'm going in there. I got to have it. They holding my money. They just don't know it. I've been in everything they got from juvenile, youth authority, state prison.
It's Ron Guerin's film about his friend Charlie out in Los Angeles, right? You found him on the streets of Los Angeles?
That's correct.
Now, what are you trying to say in that film?
I just wanted it to be a portrait of his life and how you can find inspiration in a lot of different places. And with Charlie, he found inspiration in cultivating his relationship with or his spiritual relationship with a higher power, and he was able to change his life by doing that.
Well, you can see all these stories that we're focusing on and more by linking to thetakeaway.org. We're connected directly to the My World project at the BBC. Simon Pitts, you know, again, it just, I get so envious. The BBC says, send us your videos, and people do. What is it about the BBC where you invite and people answer?
Actually, I'm not sure if it's about the BBC. I think what it is about is that people now have the means to share their stories that they didn't have before. I mean, even 6 months ago, I'm not sure we would be running this contest. You know, using the camera on the back of your phone just opens everything up.
And, you know, it's beyond Twitter. It's full, rich media. You're seeing characters in these videos. What have you learned about the world, Simon Pitts?
Well, I think one thing that's coming out is that a lot of people are caring a lot about the internet. You know, about the environment. We've had a lot of films coming into us from specifically Canada and the United States and also Japan, where people are really focusing on their kind of backyard. It's clearly a theme that people care passionately about, and they represent it beautifully. You know, some of those films are online, and I don't know, the sort of love that, and concern that people have for the planet is really one of the strongest themes that's coming out.
And no prizes, you know. In the United States, I think you'd have to give a prize. You'd have to, you know, give somebody like the Oscar for their best My World.
Well, actually, there is a prize. I mean, there are two levels of prize, really. One is that, you know, the work will get shown on the BBC. Some of the best stuff will get shown on the BBC. And the other thing is that there's a kind of, there are curators who are arranging this material by continent, and they're going to choose the best films from each continent. Uh-huh. And one of the best films that they select will be chosen as the overall winner, and they'll get a great quality semi-pro DV HD camcorder.
Oh, well, there we go. That's fantastic. Well, Matomi Senyolo, what's your next project?
I'm actually working on the full length of that documentary. I want to make it like 48 minutes and maybe share it with the rest of the world, basically.
Ron Guerin?
That's exactly my intention. I have so much more footage that I have of Charlie. I'm working on putting together the long version of this particular piece.
You know, Simon Pitts, we should update the Voyager spacecraft. We've created a planet of filmmakers here on Earth.
It's really interesting. Somebody, you know, we were blogging this, and somebody said, I really love what you're doing. You're creating a mosaic of humanity. And I thought that was a beautiful phrase, because actually when you see all of these people's lives in a way that we could never see them before, you really do build this kind of incredible overall impression, and the detail is amazing.
Well, I'm still envious. Simon Pitts, in charge of My World, the project at the BBC, joined us from London. Ron Guerin, an actor from Los Angeles. His film, inspired by his friend Charlie, is part of the My World project. And Matomi Senyolo, his portrait of Alexandra Township outside Johannesburg, is also part of the My World project. Thanks to all of you.
So maybe your message to the world, John, would be, I'm envious of the BBC. We're asking people
that.
For their takes on the world. You can
together.
Take part in this competition, this My World competition. All you have to do is make a quick two-minute video with any kind of camera. Tell us how you see the world. What's your message to the world? Winners are going to be shown both on television and online at the BBC's website. To get more information, visit our website, thetakeaway.org. Click on blog. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. The one thing I want you to know is I've never been convicted of a felony. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.